The Gemara Masechta Menachos Staff, Beis of an Aleph, right away at the beginning of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah teaches us the halacha that a Karim Mincha that was brought Shloi L'Shma is kosher, just the owners don't get credit for that carbon. Ask the Gemara, Lamele L'Misna Ella. Why did the Mishnah, when it wants to teach us this thing, use the word Ella, Shloi Olu L'Balim L'Shem Chayva? Listening, the Mishnah should have taught V'loy olu l'balim shem chayva without the word Ella. And as the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question, because we know throughout Shas the halacha is la'olam yilmad adam l'talmidai b'derech k'tzara. Somebody should speak in the most succinct manner possible and not use extra words. Answers the Gemara ha'kamashmalam, what is being taught in our Mishnah is labalim hu deloyel l'shem chayva, that indeed the owners don't get credit when this carbon mincha was brought shloi l'shma. However, ha mincha gufik shera, the mincha is still a kosher carbon, and therefore, because it's kosher, vos l'shnuye, what one should not do is as he continues doing the avoida with this carbon, he shouldn't do any other, or shouldn't continue doing it in the improper way. Kedirava d'amar rava, oila sheshachta shloi l'shma, a carbon oila that was brought shloi l'shma, same halacha that we begin Masechta Zvachim with, where the halacha is that it's kosher, el shloi olu l'balim l'shem chayva, the halacha is, osrug lizrug d'amar shloi l'shma, one should still not do the Zrikas Dam Shloi L'Shma, even though the carbon is already not going to be credited to the owner. And the Chofetz Chaim in a Sefer Lekutei Halachos says when the Gemara here says Zrika, it doesn't mean specifically Zrika. Any of the other avoiders that are being done may not be done, should not be done Shloi L'Shma. Just the reason Rava specifically, says the Chofetz Chaim, mentions Zrika, is because, as we know, Zrika is the main part, the main avoid in a carbon, a concept we discussed numerous times in Masechta Zvachim. So that's why the Rava focuses on the Zrika. Another pshat that the Chofetz Chaim suggests is that, let's say, not only was the Shkita done Shloi L'Shma, the Kabbalah was done Shloi L'Shma, the Halacha was done Shloi L'Shma. So we think all these avoiders were done Shloi L'Shma. So the Zrika already, I could also do Shloi L'Shma, teaches us Rava, that even though all those other avoiders were done Shloi L'Shma, and you remember only now before the Zrika, at least do the Zrika L'Shma. Another point that the Chofetz Chaim makes, that even though, as well as we learned at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim, that Beis on the Beis, the halacha is Stam L'Shma Koy, that if there's no specific machshava of Shloi L'Shma, we assume that it was done L'Shma, that's in a situation, says the Chofetz Chaim, where the first avoida was done properly. So there we could employ the concept of Stam L'Shma Koy. But in a situation where, as Al Gemara is referring to, where the first avoid was done improperly, we can't rely on Stam L'Shma Koy. So not only is Rava teaching us that you should do it L'Shma, but you beferish have to have the machshavas L'Shma. The Rashba says that when the Gemara says here that the other avoiders Rav is teaching us should be done L'Shma, says the Rashba, that's only in that avoider. But in the avoider that was already done Shloi L'Shma, for example, if the Kamitza was done Shloi L'Shma, so even though Rav is teaching us that shouldn't affect the way the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika are done, but the Kmitza, there's no point in any need to have a L'Shma. Moreover, says the Avnei Nezer, in Shal's Chuvas Avnei Nezer, Choshe Mishvat, Simen Kuf, Samach Beis, since there's a concept that's been mentioned in our Gemara, in the Gemara many times, that a machshavas psul by halacha is not a machshavas psul, and the reason is because it's an avoider that you could go without if you'll do the shchita or the kmitza right next to the mizbeach. Says the Avnei Nezer, the same concept would be applicable here. That although Rava teaches us that one should do the other avoiders, even though he did the first avoider with a machshavas l'shmo, he should do the other avoiders with a machshavas l'shmo, says the Avnei Nezer, that's only the other avoiders that are absolutely essential. But since the avoider of halacha, as we just said, is not considered an essential avoider, Rava's din will not be applicable there. But when we speak about Shinui Kodesh, as we discussed in Masechta Zvachim, and we'll discuss them here in Masechta Menachos, there are really two types of situations of Shinui Kodesh. One is a situation where you had in mind a different carbon. You brought a carbon Michis Macheshes, L'shei Michis Machvas, etc. And sometimes we have a Machshavas Shinui Bailim, where you had in mind somebody else, not the true owner of the carbon. And there's a very big famous machloikis achroinim, if this din that Rava is saying, that just because you had the raw machshav by kmitza, you should not continue by the other avoiders, is that only in a situation of shinu kodesh? Or that din that Rava says also apply by Shinui Bailim? There's a famous correspondence between the Brisker Rav and Rav Cheskel Abramsky Zatzal. The Rav Cheskel Abramsky writes to the Brisker Rav that his opinion is that only by Machsheves Shinui Kodesh do these dinim apply, but not Machsheves Shinui Bailim. The Rav disagreed. He said that even though, as we started our shiur in saying that when you have this machsheva, the owners don't get credit, says the Brisker Rav, it doesn't mean a chiddush of the Brisker Rav. It doesn't mean that it's not the carbon of the owner. And since it's still considered the carbon of the owner, the halacha will be, as Rav says, it's a kosher carbon, do it as much as you can in the proper way. There's very interesting shaila in the shaila sechuvas Torah l'shma, Simen Lamed Beis. He refers to halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Krishma, Simen Samach Gimel Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us Ike Kavona, the main place where one has to have kavana when he says Krishma is the pasuk Rishon in the first pasuk. Hilchach in Karav Kiva and Liboy the pasuk Rishon. If somebody said Krishma and didn't have kavana in the first pasuk, La Yotzi Dei Chavosai, he has not been Yotze his Chiv V'Chayz V'Kari, and he has to repeat the Krishma. V'Filu says the Shulchan Aruch L'man the Amar Mitzvahs Ain Tzriches Kavana. Even the opinion that holds throughout Shas that mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, Maida Hacha will agree here that the Krishma has to be repeated. So the Paiskim say that the best, first of all, the Paiskim say that this is not just a din in the pasuk of Krishma, of Shema Yisrael, it's also in Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusai. And the Paiskim suggest that the best thing to do is to wait the amount of time it would take to say the whole perek of a haftar, and then say it again. However, if you began saying the haftar and then recognized that you have to repeat the pasuk of Shema Yisrael because you didn't have kavana. So you should finish that perek and then go back and say Shema properly. If you only remembered after you said Bahayim Shemaya or after even saying the Yomer, so again, finish what you're in the middle of and then afterwards go back to Shema. But if you said Bahayim Shemaya and the Yomer, they need not be repeated. So the Shas Chuvas Chayla Shema discusses a situation where somebody is in this situation. He didn't have kavan in the first pasuk, and now he's going to save a hafta. And we know, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, there are many halachas involved in the proper recitation of Krishma. So do all those halachas apply here? In other words, since he's going to have to repeat Shema and Vahafta anyway, so does he have to be careful with all the halachas? Or since he's anyway repeating it, he doesn't have to be careful. So the child's Teshuvas Torah L'Shema quotes our Gemara. He says that in our case, our Mishnah, our Gemara, where the carbon was brought Shalai L'Shema, as the Mishnah and the Gemara teaches us, the kosher El Shalai Olu L'Balam L'Shem Chayvah, the owner doesn't get credit. Yet Rava just taught us that when you do the carbon, you should do it properly. Here too, even though he's going to have to say over the Krishma, that doesn't change the halacha, that when he's saying it this time, even though it's going to need to be repeated, he should say it the right way with all the halachas that apply to Krishna.